Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to thank you all for those who have been coming out to the live shows. They've been so much fun. So they are, I've got four more left. They're at the Catfish at 4 p.m. on Sundays going up until October 28. So for tickets, go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. That'll take you straight there to the ticket link. So it's $15 if you want to come along. Otherwise, you can always get tickets on the door, but they're $20. So you might as well get them early. Do that. Hey, I know some people have been saying, hey, I get annoyed when you announce who's on the lineups before, because I like to get the surprise on a Thursday when the podcast comes out. But I think I might tell who's on this week, because I think people will want to know, especially if you're in Melbourne, and you're like, oh, will I go? Will I not go? Okay, so the lineup here is Hamish Blake. This is this Sunday coming up, so it'll be October 7. Hamish Blake, Ella Hooper, Dave Thornton, Kirsty Wiebeck. So it's going to be super, super fun. Every one of those guys is so much fun to hang around with. So it'll be very, very good. So make sure you come along. And afterwards, there's going to be a little special something. I'm not sure if I'm going to do stand-up this week after the show, or I might do a little something else. So, it should be cool. No matter what I choose to do, it'll be fun. Hey, everyone who's been supporting the podcast through the Patreon, thank you very much. That is a super, super big help for me in getting this up every week and, just doing all the other admin stuff. It makes a lot easier when I know that, oh, yeah, there's people who are supporting this financially. So thank you very, very much. I think that's all I need to say. So a few more weeks left of the live shows at the Catfish show. So thank you, everyone who's been coming along. The Patreon, if you want to help the podcast, go online, go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and give it a 5-star rating. That always helps. Share it around when I drop it on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. Help it out. And also the two ones I filmed on, I put up on YouTube, if you haven't watched them, have a look at them. And if you think, you know, people, you know, because all the time I say on Facebook saying, hey, want to get into some podcasts, has anyone got any recommendations, put the link up to the YouTube videos and say, yeah, it's a podcast and it's even funnier as a podcast, in my humble opinion. Anyway, I think that's all I need to say. Thank you for listening. And also, thank you to Sherlock Designs, who have been doing the awesome trophies that people are really excited to win. So sherlockdesigns.com.au for all of your trophy needs. They do cool presents, like they do engraved, like, you know, chopping boards and cutlery and all that kind of stuff. So go to sherlockdesigns.com.au and they'll sort you out. Tell them that you heard it from Don't You Know Who I Am. That'd be cool. Enjoy this episode, super, super fun, with Luke McGregor, Tommy Dasilo, Dilruk Jazz Singer, and Danielle Walker. Right, hopefully I'll see you at the Catfish.
Hello, and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl. This week on the internet, I discovered this place, the Catfish, says that I'm the host of Who Do You Think You Are? Yes, I've done it. Anyway, if this is your first time to the podcast, make some noise. Oh, phew. What I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Okay, our first guest. Oh, he's a comedian and a podcast host who, when you type his name into Google, Google autocomplete guesses voice, Jeep ad, and memes. Can you please welcome the host of the Little Dum Dum Club, it's Tommy Dasilo!
Hey, Tommy. That feeling when you has Jeep, lol.
G-pad and memes. Your memes are cutting through. That's good.
Yeah, there's some quote-unquote friends of mine set up a meme page about me on Facebook, and half of the people that follow it are people who know me from podcasts and stuff, and then the other half of it are people who've never heard of me before. Just like seeing this stranger that they don't know getting rinsed for his fucking bald head and shit voice. So...
Also joining us is a comedian and an actor who shares his name with a New Zealand concreter and a Brisbane fibre specialist. Fibre, guys, it's exciting stuff. Please welcome from Rosehaven, it's Luke McGregor!
Thank you.
Hey, Luke.
I'm sorry the fibre specialist couldn't be here. Happy to take his place.
Our next guest, she won the Best Newcomer at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and she shares her name with the scaffolding manager at Ellis Don in Canada. Can you please welcome, it's Danielle Walker, everyone!
Hello.
Hey, Danielle, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Now, Danielle Walker, Luke, shares her name with also not just the concreter, but also someone who's against all grains, which might be the same as your fibre guy.
Fuck, I've got a stitch after that one. Jesus Christ.
Quite the run-up. Oh, and finally is a man who, even though he's appeared on this show many, many times, I've never ever found anyone who shares his name until today, okay? Yes.
John Smith. Here he is, folks.
Because our next guest shares his name with a Sri Lankan man who attended SLIT. Which is the Sri Lankan Institute of Information Technology, but it's called SLIT. it's good, isn't it?
How's it taking you this many appearances to work that out?
No, this is a new guy who's just set up a LinkedIn account.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So he's new to the SLIT.
Yeah, he's new to the SLIT.
Right.
He's also a member of the Gavel Club at the SLIT. Yeah. Can you please welcome us, Duroc J. Singer? Yeah!
Josh, that is momentous. There's no fucking way his name is Dilruk Jayasinghe.
It's Dilruk Jayasinghe.
Fuck that guy. That's bullshit. Because also, here's the thing. I live in Sri Lanka, and in my house, there is a sign, a car shop that sells a product. And in fact, I've taken a photo of this and put it on Instagram, called SLIT, again, S-L-I-I-T.
Yep.
But it's SLIT Lubricants. I'm not making it up. Like, it's literally, I'll get the photo out, I'll send it to you. It can be the image of this podcast for this episode.
Can I have the SLIT photo as well, please? Sent to me.
You don't need the SLIT lubricant, though.
Pass.
Growing up, seeing SLIT written about, was that funny even to a Sri Lankan person who didn't speak English?
It's funny to an Australian adult who does speak English.
No, but honestly, I think it took a while for me to realise the SLIT, like, you know. Like, I was 21 when I lost my virginity, so I don't know. I never thought about SLIT before then.
Okay.
Beach
our first game.
This is the best day of my... This is my grand final.
Is that one of the first questions? What age was Dilruk when he SLIT?
I did not have 21 down here, but anyway. Okay. Our first game tonight is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by you four. You have to buzz in if you think you know who wrote it. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for ones that you wrote yourself. So poker faces on. The first one is this one. Sorry, I've just got to get my phone out of my wallet, my phone out of my pocket so I can score. It's very professional.
Oh, you don't have a professional scorer this time.
What are you talking about? I've got a phone. That's a professional
last
scorer.
Year you had someone in the audience.
When I say professional, I handed someone my phone and said, can you score? this is not the phone hacks. I'm not giving anyone my phone. Anyway,
outsourcing it.
Here we go. And edit point. Great. Okay. Our first question is this one. When I was a kid, I thought there'd be a lot more evil twins in the world.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Luke McGregor.
That is Danielle Walker. Oh, a point there for Danielle.
She stole it off me.
Evil twins were a big part of growing up, and quicksand. I thought there'd be a lot more quicksand.
I thought because my sisters are twins, and I was thinking about this evil twins thing recently. And then after I wrote it, I was like, I'm actually sure that the one I live with is evil.
Right. They're the girls from Shining.
Yeah, she leaves shits in the toilet to spite me.
Who hasn't, though? Like a spike dump, you know?
What's wrong with everyone?
So how does she... What do you mean? So does she just take the dump and not flush? Or?
Yeah, she knows I don't like it.
Well, who does, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, when I... So when I was at a cafe today and I thought I had to go to the toilet.
Oh, someone's doing well for himself.
That's the end of the story. and I went into the toilet. I thought I don't need to go. But the toilet, someone had just done a massive poo in the toilet and there was someone had not flushed didn't do anything. And I'm like, well, I don't want to leave the toilet. And people think that's me. So all I ended up doing was going into a cafe toilet, using a toilet blast to clean someone else's shit.
Doing a bit of pro bono janitor work.
And I washed my hands and left.
At least you could have spelled out "Watch Rose Heaven Season 3 in smear marks.
I did. Anyway, if you check my blog, it's all up there.
Are your sisters in town? Could they have done that?
Oh, yeah, probably. Tara.
She got
she
me
wasn't
again.
Home this morning,
no, I just she pranked me.
You had a thing with your dad's real estate office when you were a kid, where there was a rogue shit in the office.
Yeah, someone pooed. No, not someone pooed. Someone brought a dog in and it pooed on the ground in the office on the second floor. And I used to clean the office. I was vacuuming and I found the poo. And I rang home and said I found a. Found a poo on the ground and the vacuum cleaner's not doing anything.
Suck shit.
I wish it did. And so Dad came out and said, I said to Mum, can you bring some cleaning products out? And Dad came out and said, did you do this? I was 17.
Question 2. Just did a sweet drawing of myself getting sucked off by Mark Dill. Knight's little pig. It's really good stuff. Shame I can't share it on here.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Anything to do with getting sucked off has to be Tommy Dasso.
You are correct. Yeah, it's a point there for Dill Rook.
It was not even the drawing thing. The drawing thing could have been Danielle, but no, getting sucked off.
I could have talked about getting sucked off.
Yeah, it's 2018, Dill.
No, but he's just obsessed with getting sucked off.
Getting sucked off by Mark Knight's little pig, specifically. Thank you very much.
There's literally a Facebook message just from you and me last night going, you're like, hey, I'm somewhere at some restaurant getting sucked off. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm at that restaurant. And I said, I'm at that restaurant sucking someone off. Is it you? And it's literally us just talking about sucking each other off.
Why
and
are
not
you
realizing
sharing this?
Real content, baby.
This is really going to jeopardize your job at Slit now that you've put this out there.
A real peek behind the curtain there into an adult friendship. Next question. It's quite long, so let's wait for the end. Okay.
What are we talking about?
Have you ever looked at a part of your body and thought, is that normal? Has it always been like that? Then you go to a doctor and they ask, how long has it been like that? And you say, at least a day, possibly 30 years.
Still.
Yes, still.
Fuck, that obsessive look at themselves sounds like Luke McGregor.
You are correct, yes, it was Luke.
I'm much calmer since May this year.
Okay, next question. Watches the first 8 minutes of any true crime doco. No need to watch any more of this. Reckon I've sold it already. Blokes as guilty as sin.
Luke,
next.
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Danielle.
No, that was Tommy Dassler.
Oh,
there.
Put
there for Tommy, yes. The crowd loved it. let me regale you with a great story of that tweet that I wrote, guys. I was watching a true crime doco and I reckon I'd solved it within the first 10 minutes and hit pause, got on the old Twitter machine and just fired that instant classic ad into the ether.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I just say to the audience, Tommy has lots of funnier ones, but they're all about getting sucked off. And I thought these guys would get it too easily. So I tried to think, who's going to be watching true crime?
It's a shame because my one about getting sucked off while watching a true crime doco is good stuff.
Yeah, the one about getting sucked off by Brendan from Making a Murderer. You said you can watch WrestleMania after this.
That's so niche. That's great. Two people in here are loving that.
Oh, no, these are podcast fans. Of course they fucking know that reference. It's great.
Next question. What if you could fly, but only while yelling, help?
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Luke.
You are correct. Yes, point there for Tommy. Yes.
What if?
I don't know, buddy. It's no crime procedural.
Do you guys have a superpower that you wish you'd have? Like, if any, because for me, it'll be flying. If I could adopt any of the superpowers, it'd be flying.
But if you can fly, right, yeah, without any of the other stuff that comes with it,
yeah,
you're gonna get super cold.
Cold, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if the government goes, you know what? Let's capture them for government experiments. You can't fight them off because all you can do is fly. So
well, I'm a brown man. Flying would be the least of their worries about me.
And also, if you need to rescue someone, you're still the same level of strength. So, you
no,
know,
I'm not going to rescue anyone with that shit. I'm just flying back to Sri Lanka for some curry.
Oh, okay, that's true. So it's more of just a
the convenience
money,
thing.
A money saver, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Avoid traffic. Save on Uber.
Flight.
You go flight. Uh-huh. Where'd you go, Tommy?
Getting sucked off by Mark Munster the pig.
Danielle.
Thought about it a lot.
Is that a superpower?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to be invisible, I reckon.
Invisible?
Yeah.
I think reading minds would be my one.
Yeah. Oh.
I'd rather read someone's mind.
No, I'd be so anxious. That'd be... Yeah.
Invisibility and mind reading are the answers of a pervert. I'm sorry.
At
There's
least
just nefarious things afoot there.
Sorry, we can't all be sucked off by cartoon characters.
You're right, we can't.
Mind reading would be okay if I was in bed and could read Tara's mind when she was in the toilet.
Just to get
like,
a heads
flush
up.
Flush it!
Yeah.
Next question. Apparently sharks are more likely to go after stressed prey. I'm surprised one hasn't tried to get me on land with my anxiety.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Danielle Walker.
You are correct, yes. Right. A point there for Dilruk.
Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned my anxiety 2 seconds ago.
What made you think Danielle then? Was the anxiety or the sharks?
Anxiety. it was local.
One of my trademarks.
But I think you have more animal-based wonder about the world. So I was...
Yeah. And death.
Did you hear that there was a... Because I'm a bit obsessed with sharks and I was looking at... I was going to go scuba diving and I was looking at shark repellent devices and you can get this
Did
one...
Do you watch like Batman? Is that what happened?
Yeah, just spray it on. Spray. Yeah, just on the leg. Off you get. But... You can, there was this one that was the one that appealed to me was a sound one. So you just clip it on and it emits a sound that the sharks don't like and they don't go near it. But the side effect is it makes your mouth and eyes and ears bleed.
Which supposedly attracts sharks.
Which attracts the sharks. So they show up and then they go, that's a bad noise. So it's one of the risks.
Well, right. I went swimming with sharks in Newcastle and they told me that blood thing is a myth.
Really?
Because it's fish blood they attracted to, not human blood. They don't like the taste of humans.
Oh.
And the guy who was at the front desk, he was also like, oh, they're such smart animals. They're smarter than humans. And I'm like, no, they're not. And he's like, they know 41 words. I'm like, I know heaps more words than that. Like, that is...
I've just said more than 41 words to you.
And then... It was swimming with sharks and stingrays. It was really cool. But then at the end, we were getting out, and he was like, so have you guys heard of the film Star Wars? And then apparently one of the creatures in Star Wars was designed from a stingray. That was a big story.
Somewhere in LA, Steel Saunders is losing his fucking mind. What the fuck?
All right, next question. Step one. Buy a cactus. Step two, hold it with your bare hands but pretend like it doesn't hurt. Step three, have the respect of everyone in the office.
Danielle?
Yes, Danielle.
Is that Luke?
You are correct. Yes, it was Luke McGregor. Point there for Danielle.
It's laughing at my own tweet. pretty arrogant. Good one.
Next question. Had a dream last night that I got tricked into buying an Android phone, and when I realised what had happened, I started crying.
Danielle?
Yes, Danielle.
Tommy?
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Danielle. Yes.
It's fucking awful. How do you unlock this fucking thing? Ugh.
I've got an Android phone. They're good,
yeah, exactly.
Become like the dads and get an Android phone.
It is the dad phone, isn't
Android
it?
Android phone, Legionnaire's hat. I'm sorted.
How many Androids we got in the room?
Lot of hands.
Yeah, great for podcast listening. Yeah. Hands.
How many iPhones? Okay. About the same. But very, very keen to get their hands up to let us know that we have an iPhone.
Who's got no phone? Who just rocks a landline?
Carrier pigeon.
Question 9.
This new thing where Uber shows you how many trips your driver has completed would be way cooler if it also showed you how many times they've been asked, how long you've been doing Uber for?
Deal.
Yes, deal.
Technology, so I'm leaning towards Daslow, but I'm going to go with Danielle.
It was Tommy Daslow. You should have went there. Point there for Tommy.
Whipped that one out last night, I reckon. 12 a.m. Big night, mate. Been busy with the footy.
My go-to is what time did you start driving today?
Mm-hmm.
They always lie. It was, I just started.
Yeah,
just started.
Just started.
Mine's how long you've been driving with Uber and how do you find it? And then the other one is what's your highest surge you've ever had? And someone told me once they got 5.
They got
as in
5 times the price of what it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ask...
I was just thinking
No, you go.
I'm going to take a shit in your toilet.
Who's saying yes to the 5-time surcharge? Oh. What I mean. Taxis are cheaper.
Taxis are way cheaper.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah. As I said.
Can't remember what I was going to...
Sorry, everybody.
They're a great company, guys.
Anyway, Daniel and I are doing a radio show starting tomorrow. I was going to say, my question is what rating do you refuse to pick people up?
Ah.
So, and one guy was the highest. He said, I don't pick up anyone who's got below 4.8.
Oh, I wouldn't get picked up.
4.8?
I was 4.79 for a while. Ooh. And I did a lot of sucking off to get back up.
Thanks for pointing at me, the inventor of sucking off.
At least you got sucking off. I'm slit.
I'm now 4.81.
But you know what it is? They've changed the algorithm, so it's not how nice you are. It's how far you're travelled. Because the driver doesn't know how far you've got to go. So if you're just doing a short distance, they mark you down because that's their way of saying, oh, this person doesn't travel a long distance.
Get fucked.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Really? Because I live in the city and I'm so fucking lazy. Like, a 10-minute walk, I'm like, I'll Uber that. And so that means that I'm getting low rated because of that.
Who gives a shit, though, Dill? Like, they're going to pick you up. They're not. You're going to get picked up by someone.
What are you rocking, Dill?
You live in the city.
Yeah, but... But if you say my rating's going down because that I'm travelling short distances...
You are so fucking needy, Bill. It's fine.
He's not even trying to do a bit. He's just genuinely concerned.
It's not about you. It's about how far you're going. Don't take it personally.
4.83.
That's good.
You're better than me.
That's good.
Okay, cool. I'm back.
I'm 4.69. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm going to try and get it down to 4.20. Yeah, man.
Just getting an Uber from your fucking living room to the kitchen.
Just to the tram stop, thanks, mate.
Just drive until we see a taxi. Okay, next one. Speaking of Uber, 4.5 and counting. The number of burps my Uber driver has generously shared with me in the last 15 minutes. The 0.5 refers to the tiny one he started but stopped halfway through in order to combine it with the next one.
Danielle?
Yes, Danielle.
Tommy?
No, it was Dilshan Jaisina, so Dil's brother, so Dil gets a point there for that. Now, you had no tweets in the round.
Right, yeah.
Because since the last time you were on, you haven't tweeted anything other than
photos. Yeah.
Or come see my shows. And so
right.
Which is fine. I'm not having a go.
I tweet funny photos. I don't tweet words.
Dilshan, your brother, he's very good on Twitter.
Very prolific.
Follow Dilshan on Twitter.
All right, yeah, @LazyDilshan. Yeah. That's his name.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Luke McGregor on 0 points. Give it for Luke, everyone. He's trying his best.
Give it up for a cool zero.
On 3 points, it's Tommy Daslow. Danielle Walker also on 3 points. But in the lead on 4 points is Dilruk Jaisinghe. Oh, I also should point out that the winner today gets this cool trophy.
Fuck yes.
By the Riddler.
The Riddler, yeah.
By Sherlock Designs, okay? The Sherlock Designs.
Very nice.
There you go, you can win that. So
they're sponsoring the show. Is it every week, is it green colour?
No, it's a different colour every week, different trophy every week.
So that is definitely Riddler looking.
Thanks.
What colour was it last week?
Blue.
Interesting.
Where'd you get your ideas from?
This is like being on Parkinson, it's great.
Is that why you're shaking so much?
All right, this round is called We Are Family. Now, we've all got families, for better or worse, and today we're going to meet someone's family in particular. Today we're meeting Danielle Walker's family. Now...
Oh, they're fucked. This is great.
When Danielle was 12 years old, her uncle told her he had a surprise for her and to close her eyes and hold out her hands. But
it's not that.
What was waiting for her when she opened her eyes? Was it A, a large non-venomous snake that when Danielle felt it, she opened her eyes, dropped the snake, and then she wet herself? Her uncle was annoyed because Danielle had got piss on his snake. Was it B? He placed in her hand a frozen pig snout, which he had kept to prove to the farmer that he had killed his pig. Or was it C? It was a huge jar with a bull's testicle in it that he'd won in a bet that he was going to cook up and feed to Danielle's dad as a joke. Now,
yes, one of these happened.
Yes. Now, you can ask Danielle as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, so she might not tell you the exact truth.
Is the
the floor is open for question.
Are you are you okay?
No.
The pig snout thing, what's the backstory there? So he said he brought the pig snout and froze it to prove to the farmer.
Yeah, so my uncle's a, he's like a pig shooter. Right. Yeah, pretty much. The way you prove that you've killed a pig is you chop off the snout and then you take that to the farmer so they can pay you per pig. That way you don't have to carry the bodies around everywhere, you know. It's just sort of easier.
But can you use previously cut snouts as like, you know, reuse
You've probably already given them to the farmer.
Oh, okay.
So you can't just take a photo.
No.
It's got to be the pig snout.
Selfie.
With it, we're holding the newspaper above the pig.
Right.
And what was the other one? Was
and is this Mark Knight's pig that you want to get sucked off by?
So the other one, so a large snake that she ended up pissing on, and the last one was a huge bull's testicle in a jar.
Okay. Just as a side note, we had a pig in Rosehaven this year, about twice the size of Babe. It might have been Babe grown up, but we had a scene in the car where the pig was just sitting in the back seat, and at one point it rested its head on my shoulder, and it was, and I went, oh, I sneezed right in my mouth.
Oh, it's a good thing you're not a germaphobe.
No, it was fine. Yeah, like I'm a very calm individual. And
I'm guessing your Google history that day was swine flu. How do you get it?
It was pretty brutal. So I ran around just screaming for a while, and that didn't help calm me down.
That'll do, pig.
Yeah. Anyway,
was the cameras rolling when this happened?
No.
Oh, blooper reel. Fuck.
No. But sorry, now I'm just remembering. bull's testicle.
Did you have a bull's testicle in the back of the car that then suddenly sneezed on you again?
I quickly chucked it in my mouth to get the taste out.
How big was the bull's testicle?
What's that size?
It's about the size of a mango for the listeners at home.
Mango,
why just the one testicle? Why not both?
No, it was both.
Oh, it was both.
This is like a testicle pair.
Right. Which one hung lower?
Some would call them testicles.
Testicles.
Not me.
Why? So he was going to do that, what, to cook it later that night?
Yeah, to cook it for my dad's like, my dad's a city boy. That's what my mum's side of the family call him. And Uncle Peter thought it would be like a funny joke to cook up a bull's ball and feed it to him.
What was he going to pass it off as, a meatball?
Osubuku.
How big was the snake?
Oh, it was only about that, thick.
About a 50-cent piece thickness?
Yeah, and about probably like this long.
Yeah, but the size of
Sorry
Tommy's
for those
dick.
At home.
I'm just trying to give some context for the listeners at home, a visual aid.
I dropped it because I'm not really scared of snakes. Like in my granddad's shed, he has the carpet pythons there to keep the rats away. But
of course,
this was like a brown tree snake. And to me, I've been told to be wary of like eastern browns or that sort of thing. And so because it was a brown snake and didn't have any markings on it, I thought it was a venomous snake. And so I dropped it and freaked out and pissed on it.
Sorry, you grew up in Queensland and your parents told you to be careful of browns from the east.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm finding it very hard right now.
Fuck. They all seem so plausible. I'm a
You're a good liar. You're a good liar. I think I have one as well.
I'm just going to pick the one that I most want to be true, which is the pissing on the snake.
So Tommy,
why did the piss? So you,
it neutralizes the venom.
Like jellyfish. So you're going with piss.
So yeah. Tommy's going with A.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll go with pig snout.
You think a frozen pig snout in the hand?
I'll go with pig snout.
Okay.
Because I'm going with the other one purely because of Osobuco. I felt like that came from a real honest place. So I'm going with Osobuco.
The correct answer was B, pig snout. Oh. So I'll put it there for Luke. Wow. 2 points for Danielle.
Good riffing.
No, Osobuco is... My mum always joked whenever I asked what meat was in Osobuco, she always said it was a cow dick. So... So it was very easy to think of that.
What is Osobuco? What is the, it's a
some sort of meat stew type thing.
Is it the one with cheese and potato mash on top?
I don't really know.
It's bull. It's bull pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Bulls with their pussies.
Cows with their dick. That's what I was playing on. Cows don't have dicks.
All right. I'll Uber Eats it. I'll Uber Eats it later.
At the end of the round, the scores are Luke McGregor on 1 point. He's off the board, everyone. Tommy on 3, Dill on 4, but our new leader on 5 points is Danielle Walker. Woo! All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I'll read out about a fact about each of you on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Danielle, Dill was recently out for dinner with his brother in London when during the dinner, a woman came up to the table very politely and said, oh, look, I'm very sorry to interrupt. When Dill and his brother noticed she had an Australian accent, his brother loved it, and before she finished her sentence, he got up and said, oh, look, allow me, I'll take it, just pass the phone. Only for her to reply, no, sorry, I just want to ask you if you could both stop laughing so loudly. My friend's mum just died and your laughing is upsetting us. Yeah or nah?
I can ask questions.
Ask, yes, please do.
Does your brother laugh like you? Because that is upsetting.
That means there's two of us. No, he doesn't. In fact, he hates my laugh, and he has told me how much he gets upset by how annoying it is. Because he wants to be supportive of me on like listening to me on podcasts and stuff, and he goes, "Can you just stop laughing?" I'm like, "That's so mean because that's me being happy, and you're taking the joy away." But he is more of a smaller sort of cackle, but like, you know, it's quieter. But it was loud. But like mine was loud enough to make it seem like we were both sharing in that moment.
Yeah, I can understand that. So because I know you were in London as well. That could be a made-up fact, though. That's how this works.
No, it wasn't. And also, just quick, don't you know who I am? Fans came along to some of the shows. So thank you, Josh, for having me.
Edit. No, thanks to our London listeners. Thank you.
What were you eating? What type of food were you eating?
It was a place called Hoppers, which is a Sri Lankan restaurant in London that we went to. Oh, it's true. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a restaurant called Hoppers.
What did the mum die of?
I did not ask.
Okay.
I say true.
You say true. It was nah. A point there for Durok. Yes. All a lie. Made
all
it
a lie.
I can't believe that's fake.
What? And Hoppers is true as well.
Okay, so to Durok. In high school, to appear cool, Tommy made true. Up that he had.
To appear cool, Tommy made up. Yeah, it's true. Desperate.
Tommy made up that he had a girlfriend who went to another school. Two of his mates.
She'll be back.
Two of his mates didn't believe him and said to him, "Go on, call her then." Tommy then rang one of the only numbers he knew off the top of his head, the reading and writing hotline.
and pretended to the woman on the other line that she was his girlfriend, and he had a one-way conversation with her where he asked her how her day was, if she was busy this weekend, and if they wanted to come and hang out. Yeah or nah?
Okay, what is the reading and writing hotline, Tommy?
I can't remember it now.
No, as in I don't know what it is.
Oh, it's a hotline for reading and writing.
The number.
But there's an... Well, you can repeat it all you want. It's still not going to make much sense to me.
Well, put it together.
What? No, so I didn't grow up in this country.
Okay,
I don't know
if you have trouble reading or writing...
Right. No, I want him to answer.
Okay.
If you have trouble reading or writing, you call this hotline.
And what do they do?
They help you out with the reading and writing.
Of what? Like, how does it work?
What's
a common call?
To me.
This has nothing to do with the question.
Yeah, but I like how you're sweating. why did you have that number? Why would you know it? That's what I'm trying to get.
It was just, I was under pressure and it was like the first thing that just came into my head. I think I must have seen an ad for it that day or
Everybody
something.
Everybody knows the number. It's 1300655506.
What the fuck is this country? Oh my god. Oh man. Okay, so if you have trouble reading and writing, you call the number. There's a number that comes with a jingle, and you knew it. And so who was on the other side? Like, was it, is it automated?
But that was the stupid thing, was because my friends couldn't hear who was on the phone anyway. So I could have just sat there with the phone not even on and just still pretended to be having a conversation.
What was the girlfriend's name?
Jess.
I reckon felt it like a longer gap than it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon it's true.
You gonna say true?
Mm.
It was nah.
Oh! My God. Any truth to that at all?
Did you really think that was true? After all of that, I didn't even bother to like look up what the reading and writing hotline was before I got in here. I honestly had you going with that abysmal performance.
But that gives you a sense of how, like, what a low idea I have of you in high school. That I'm like, this feels like
this
something you might have done.
A fucking idiot.
Yeah. Beats childhood cancer, makes up a girlfriend. That sounds about right.
No part of that's true.
Right.
I made up a girlfriend in high school.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, her name was Chelsea. Went to Wynyard High.
Mm-hmm. Call her right now.
Well, then there was a Chelsea who went to Wynyard High, who some girls at my school found out, and so they were messaging her. Mm-hmm. Not messaging, but like ring her up, saying, are you dating Josh? Are you going out with Josh?
Wow.
Are you still together?
She's like, who's Josh? And you're like, don't you know who I am? And that's how this podcast... It's the origin story of Josh L.
Was her phone number 1330 32?
1-300-6
1311 14 Suicide hotline. Don't ask me how I know that so well.
To Tommy. Now, when Luke was 10 years old, he and another boy were pressured to have a fight. A crowd gathered around and Luke whispered to the boy, you don't want to do this. Let's just make it look real. So the two boys pretended to fight while people standing around just got bored and walked away. Yeah or nah?
So as soon as you start fake fighting, people are like, fuck this.
Well, I'd watch a lot of martial arts films. The Matrix wasn't out yet, but the Wachowski brothers would have been walking past and saw the playground.
Okay, right. So you were the influence for bullet time.
It was over pretty quickly. We couldn't fake for very long before people realised these guys aren't for real.
So no one's watching, but you're such a fan of the craft that you're like, we got to keep doing
if
this.
If I had to do it again, I would have another guy on sound effects. So when I punched,
you really are influenced by Batman.
Slap his legs, yeah. So it was as soon as a crowd gathered and we discussed not actually fighting for real, they were gone.
Okay, I'm gonna say yeah.
You are correct. Yes, that was true. A point there for Tommy. Yes.
I stole the guy's... the guy stole my Kit Kat. And I'm like, this isn't going to fly. And so I went to grab the Kit Kat back, and I accidentally grabbed his tie, and I broke his tie off, revealing that he had a fake tie with one of those plastic rings around your neck, and it's just got a fake tie, and I snapped it off. And at my school, having a fake tie meant you couldn't tie your tie, having a plastic wrap, big deal.
Yeah.
Huge reveal. And then so we had organised a fight at lunch, and we were both there, and then as soon as we were close, he goes, man, I don't want to fight. And I'm like, I don't want to fight. And then we just sort of wrestled for a bit, and everyone just walked away. And once everyone walked away, we just went back about a lie. I didn't get the Kit Kat back, but
that was the big thing when I was in primary school and high school. When anyone fought, it was always one person not in the fight, very excited about it, whipping up a crowd. Mm. Everyone just coming around, and yeah, people just yelling, fight, 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 until the kids got so like anxious that they just thought, oh, I've just got to throw a punch to get out of this.
Yeah.
Did you get into money scraps, Danielle, in Queensland?
Yeah, heaps. They're all dead.
Her uncle's got their noses frozen in his freezer. Like, yeah. All right, so to Luke. Now, the first Christmas that Danielle spent with her boyfriend and her boyfriend's mum, the mum bought Danielle a charm bracelet with a tiny little frog trinket on it. Being polite, Danielle said how much she liked it, even though she did not. And now every time she sees Danielle, the boyfriend's mum buys her another little animal trinket for the bracelet. It's now gone on too far for Danielle to tell her to stop because she doesn't like them and she never has. Yeah or nah?
So you have to wear this every time you go over there?
Yeah, or when she comes to here.
Eventually the bracelet will get too full that it won't fit any more charms in it, right? And then you're...
You can only hope.
Okay, I've got to hear.
Are you allowed to say that you've lost it or anything like that?
I mean, I feel like I don't want to look like it's not a prized possession. Mm.
Jeez, you know, you're like, each time she asks about it, you're like, oh, yeah, it's great, it's there.
Love it
so much. I always wondered if you, like...
Sorry, Danielle, can you just put your mic on?
Oh, sorry.
I always wondered if you're on the verge of dying, right? And your grandkids are there and you're like, please take this McDonald's Big Mac and keep it treasure. Like, would they just have to look after a burger forever? Anyway. where does it sit when you're not wearing it?
Oh, just in my jewellery box.
Just in your jewellery box.
I have a jewellery box. So.
And what's it? I can't.
It's mostly got like, the first one was the frog.
The first one was the frog.
Because I'm from North Queensland, yeah. So obviously.
What? How big are we talking? Like that big?
No, like probably like this big, but the frog's like that big, but... then it's got like, you know those frogs where it's like three legs up and then one long leg out when they're climbing up a wall?
That's how I sleep.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Just imagine Dill sleeping and that's what that charm got looks
it.
Like.
Seen it many
and
times.
The one log leg just always digs into my wrist.
Okay.
There's also mostly they're animal trinkets, but the most horrific one is like, it's just round with an engraving on it. And the engraving says, there is no beauty without some strangeness. Thank you.
That is what Luke McGregor's grave's going to say.
I already got it built. I mean, it sounds true to me.
You're going
to
say yeah?
Yeah.
It was nah. She's very good at lying. Liar. A point there for Danielle, yes.
My mum got me a necklace that says there is no beauty without some strangeness, and that is engraved onto a spoon, which is made into the pendant.
Tricked.
Are you good at receiving gifts? Are you like, you know, you're
oh, yeah,
very gracious?
Say, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll wear this and treasure this
now,
all the time.
Do you get anxious for receiving gifts, Luke?
Mum knows I like tech, so she tries to buy me tech. And so last year it was a UV toilet brush. No, toilet. Not toilet brush.
What?
Are you the fuck?
If only you had it early in the cafe. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a UV toothbrush.
Don't mix those
sanitizer.
Two up, though.
So
toothbrush sanitizer.
So you put it in this little UV thing, and it's just like a tanning. But it's a
tanning
toothbrush.
Bed for a toothbrush.
And you put it in, and you put batteries in it, and it's supposed to de-germ your toothbrush. And I was finding it really hard to pretend with that one. I bought a you know how you buy those travel batteries for just so you go on a plane, so
charge.
Your phone doesn't run out of batteries. Mum goes, great, Luke's got one of those. I'll buy him a bigger one. So she got one that was like this,
like a UPS.
For going. I guess if you went camping for 2 months, it'd be handy. I just told her to don't. You can't. Just buy bad shirts and I'll wear them at Christmas.
Because I feel with you, I would get anxious buying you a present only because I know that you would get anxious receiving a present.
Man, as long as it's a Transformers figurine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
You're safe.
So you and my four-year-old are perfect advice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just re-gift your four-year-old old toys.
Are you bad at receiving everything? Like, what about receiving head?
It really is like Parkinson.
it just depends.
You don't have to answer this, Luke.
Once the eBay auction's up.
There we go.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Luke McGregor on 1 point, yes. Oh, Tommy on 5, Dill on 5, and Danielle in the lead on 6 points. Woo! Woo! All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about these guys. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. On your round, you can lose points. Can't buzz in for your own ones. First question is this one. Who here cried after they finished the final page of the last Harry Potter book and was actually depressed for a month afterwards?
Tommy.
Luke first, yes.
Oh, well, that ruins it. I was going to say Tommy.
Almost as bad as an Android phone.
Oh, you're right, buddy.
Dill.
No, it was Danielle. Damn point it. Off Tommy there. Yes. You were really, really distraught.
Yeah, I started reading them when I was like 8, maybe. And then every time a book would come out, I'd be so excited. And I thought I was going to figure out who the person was who had the Horcrux before everybody else figured it out. Mm. And so I would like read and like book ear the pages. That was all I did every afternoon after school was like do some more detective work with Harry Potter.
But this is how
people
knew you, Danielle Walker. Oh, she's the Harry Potter girl.
Yeah, it was the defining part of my personality. Now it's killing animals. I don't kill them.
You just piss on them.
Yeah.
Next question. Whose school reunion is this year? Whose school reunion is this year?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Luke.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Danielle. Are you going to go, Luke?
Yes.
You are.
Well, of course you're going to go. You're a fucking hero now. Like, yeah. Who the fuck in Tasmania in that school is doing better than you?
David Boone. So if he goes, I'm not going. No, I'm not going to.
Have anyone else been to a school reunion?
No.
No. Deal?
No.
Not old
Didn't
enough
go to
yet.
School.
Not old enough. I went to mine.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it's good. Go back a hero. It's great. I host a podcast, guys. Oh, wow. Next question. Who almost got fired from a job because of a joke I made on their Instagram post?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Tommy.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Luke, yes.
What happened?
Yeah, what was that?
So you put up video.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't think it was necessarily because of the joke.
No, but...
Is this that porno that I put up on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the agency that booked me for school speaking functions got very upset.
But I wrote a joke underneath it going, mate, my kids look at this. Pull your head in. And they thought I was being serious and then said, well, people are upset. And Tom said, who is? And they're like, look at your feed. And just me. Just
there's a sex scene from the reality show Gigolos, which I cannot recommend enough, folks. It's on Stan. It's
I told you he's obsessed with getting sucked off.
It's very good shit. It's such a good watch.
Next question. Who here had a problem going through customs because they had changed so much since their passport photo was taken?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Deal.
No, it's Tommy Dasselot.
Yeah. Yeah, you know the automatic thing where it gives you the ticket, the machine just like looked at the photo and didn't recognise me and I had to go over to the guy and he's like, yeah, you're a bit too bald now. The machine doesn't... thinks it's looking at a large egg. So you're going to have to just come through here, thanks.
I can see why you'd go with me as well.
Didn't you post it on social media? You were like a 12-year-old boy with one eyebrow.
That was my poster for the comedy festivals year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I also do have one of me with a really fake fucked porno mustache and your orange shirt and a pink tie as a gag, but that's my actual passport now.
Yeah, you post like, yeah, that's him.
You posted a photo just a couple of days ago that was so fucking
for
cool.
Tinder.
It was disgusting.
It is the worst thing I've ever taken a photo. I look terrible and I actually followed through and I just chucked it on Tinder yesterday. And haven't had any matches since.
What was it, Dill? What are you?
It's just me. I got really long hair at the moment. It's like the hair is just like straightened down and hanging off the side, and I have a thin mustache, and I'm smiling and I'm touching my chin.
But I got to say, when you posted that, and this is a bad thing to admit to thinking, but a little part of me went, God, it'd be good if he went missing off the back of this now, and like this is the last. This is his legacy.
What?
This is the last thing he's put up. Is this fucked photo? Have you seen
to
this guy?
I always
I look just like I went missing because I've been abducted by the person in that photo.
I always think that every time I go on a flight, what's my last tweet?
Yeah.
Just going,
really?
That's going to be the last thing I say into the world if this flight goes down. Because the guy from Glee who like OD'd, his last tweet was, has anyone seen Sharknado? That is like, I don't want to go out like that. I don't want to go out just going, yeah.
Is Sharknado like The Ring or something? It's an obscure reference, so yeah.
Next question. Who here ate a piece of food recently that had the face of Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees on it?
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
Was it Danielle?
No, it was Dilruk, so I'll point off Luke there.
Yeah, I was in Edinburgh and I got some fried haggis and after I posted just the picture of the fried haggis, someone said there's a face in there, and the more I looked at the face I realized, fuck, it is the guy from Bee Gees.
It really does.
And I found a photo, like Google image, Barry Gibb, the third image just matched it perfectly.
It's good stuff, bit of homework. Bit of homework for the listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, whose nan always talks about her debutante ball every time she walks past a certain variety of plant? She walks past this plant, she goes, oh, let me tell you about my debutante ball.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
I reckon Danielle.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Tommy, yes.
Yeah.
A very specifically weird family, the Walkers. Makes this game.
She's a Mitchell. She calls it a wart plant because on her debutante ball she thought she looked so beautiful, and then she looked down at her finger and she had a tiny wart on her pinky, and she was like, "I'm not going to the ball with that." So she dug in her fingers around it and like went to just pull it off, but then she didn't realize that warts sort of have like roots.
Oh.
And so she just started pulling it and all these roots started coming out, and then there was blood
I'm
everywhere.
I'm going to pass out.
She got blood all over her dress and ruined her dress, and she chucked the wart into just a plant that was in the garden. And it's a different plant now because she's moved heaps, but that's the plant she remembers that she threw the wart in. And she tells that story every time you walk past that plant.
If you're listening at home, get a ticket because the look on Luke's face is the best.
Imagine if the wart grew into some sort of weird human plant thing.
Some Jack and the Beanstalk style. Yeah. Question 7. Whose cousin was a teacher at their high school, which they thought would really help, but actually made life worse?
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Luke?
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Tommy, yes.
So he was... he's probably one of the most handsome men ever. And,
I'm not your cousin.
It's true. I said one of.
Oh, one of, sorry.
Anyway, he was just a really handsome guy, and he was one of the teachers at school. And I'm like, great, cool by association, I'm in. And then one of the girls I had a crush on at the time came over to me and said, Mr. O'Rourke's your cousin, right? And I went, yeah. And she goes, how can he look like that? And you, and you look like you. And if you're listening, I'll see you at the school reunion.
Man.
So great. Next question. Who had a removalist refuse to bring their items inside until they'd follow them on Instagram?
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Tommy Dassler.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Dill. Yes.
Follow them on Instagram. That's
yeah, yeah. Weird. I got to unfollow him, by the way. Just now that my stuff's inside.
Who, when my son heard them on the radio, had him say, "Why is a child on the radio?"
Dill.
Danielle.
Yes, Dill.
This is rigged. This is absolutely fucking rigged.
Luke McGregor.
No, it was Danielle Walker.
Ah. Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be Tommy.
I thought so, too.
No, it was you, Danielle. It was you.
Oh, what was I saying?
You were just talking normally.
Goo goo gaga. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a kid.
Maybe.
All right, and so, we have a tiebreaker question. Okay, here we go. So it's just between Danielle and Tommy here. Okay. Who, out of these two, Luke and Dill, to avoid telling people that they're a comedian, will tell people that they work in production?
Danielle.
Yes, Danielle.
Luke.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Danielle.
Can I ask the thinking behind that answer so quickly?
I think Luke's told me that before.
I told you that I work in production.
And Dill, you're this close to just having a t-shirt that says "I'm a comedian"
exactly.
printed on it.
I was like, I have never not said I'm a comedian, even before I did comedy.
Okay, at the end of the game, the scores are Luke McGregor on 1 point. Go for Luke.
Woo!
Thanks, guys.
Dill Rook on 5 points. Woo! Tommy on 6, but our winner on 7 points is Danielle Walker.
Yeah!
You win the trophy, Danielle. Thank you for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Before we go, quick round of plugs. Dill, you're back in the country. Where can people see you do stuff?
Well, just listen to Fitbed Podcast with Ben Lomas and me. We're coming, we're releasing some new episodes from this Wednesday onwards. Otherwise, I'll be touring my new show next year's Comedy Festival. All of us, just comedy.com.au for tickets.
Do you know Ben's injured his shoulder, so he hasn't been able to do any exercise in the last 2 weeks?
He has not told me that.
Bit of sizzle.
But he did send...
not just coming from his fry-up. Okay.
Got him!
Good
so
stuff.
So easy. Right.
So but otherwise, yes, yeah, Instagram and Twitter, at DillRookJ.
Sweet. And follow Dilshan as well.
And at LazyDilshan for my brother.
Danielle, where can people see or hear you?
Oh, I think I'm going to Sydney in October for Yak Festival, 26th and 27th of October. So tickets again at comedy.com.au for that.
We share our website.
Sweet. Yeah. And Luke does as well. Luke, where can people see you? When's Rosehaven coming out? Do you know?
Late Feb, maybe.
Sweet.
I've just joined Bumble. So get on Bumble.
What's the I'm not on any of these dating apps. What's the difference between Bumble and Tinder?
Bumble, lady has to instigate the conversation, or the match just falls apart after 24 hours. And it's a brutal wait.
Because it shows a little wheel of the time.
Okay, now my soulmate. Tommy.
I'm the new political cartoonist for the Herald Sun, yeah, so you can catch my little missives in there every day. I've got two podcasts, The Little Dum Dum Club and Filthy Casuals. Look them up. They're both funny.
Cool. Give it one more time for these guys. We're going to take about a 25-minute break. Have a drink. Have some food. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.